Welcome to episode one of season three, Bain News Network podcast. I'm Connor Hartford.
And I'm Vinny Loggle.
On this episode, we're talking to senior soccer captains Luke Hickey and Max Snellgrove.
Welcome on, guys.
How's it going?
Oh, well,
what's up, boys?
What up?
So starting off, you're 7-2-1 after a tight loss to Alter yesterday. How would you sum up your season so far?
Yeah, man, it's been good stuff. We had a really good preseason, came into the season pretty hot, kind of got knocked down by Elder early on, you know, first game at the field, nerves were high, you know, but we got veterans on the team. We got sophomores that played varsity last year stepping up. We got a lot of juniors stepping up. So I think the story of this year is that it's been 16 dudes just willing to do anything for each other, and that's something that's special, and I don't think we saw last year.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. We're more of a team. Last year, it was a lot on Rowan, but this year, the whole team plays together well. I think the biggest thing is, yeah, we've got a pretty good record, but we just need to do better against the big games, against the big teams. You know, Elder, Carroll, and Alter, that's two losses and a tie, and all the rest of the teams, yeah, I mean, there have been some good teams, but those are the great teams, and we're up there with them. We just have to beat them. We got to close that out or else we're going to get knocked out in the tournament early again. It's just all potential.
So coming in from last year's season, how are you guys able to build more chemistry with everyone?
I think it rests on the senior class because we got seven seniors and we're all pretty tight. And like me, Max, Cole, and Colt are the captains, but everyone leads, I think. And we got a good sophomore class. They're all attentive. Juniors the same way, but yeah, it's really in the seniors to just keep the team chem up, and I think we've done a really good job of it so far.
I think a lot of our team has always just been like just showing up, just being there for each other. We have a long summer, you know, we start as soon as June, you know, goes, you know what I mean? So, I mean, even early in May, we're trying to get out and be together. So, I mean, that's every single day over the summer, lifting, you know, going out, practicing. And I think something that helps is that in practice, you know, we battle with each other a lot too. And that just kind of shows you how we can be competitive, but we can also be teammates. And I think that's brought us a lot of success this year. Because like I said, like it's 16 guys that all want it just as bad as the next. And as long as the seniors set the tone, then the juniors set the tone, and then the sophomores, you know, set the tone, you know what I mean? So, it's all the same dudes that played last year. You know what I mean? So everybody knows each other. You know, we got no excuse to not want to work together and not want to be together.
I'm trying to think. All right, so let's talk pregame. Who would you say on the team really brings the juice before the game? Gets everybody going. Like you said, the seniors set the tone. Who's that one guy who really starts it?
Easiest answer is Cole, because he's always screaming like an idiot.
Yeah, like a fool.
Yeah, he's always running out yelling. And it's funny to me because he's got like the calmest job ever too. He just kind of gets to stand. Like, it's not like he's like got an action-packed game a lot of times, but I mean, I'd say he probably brings most of the juice when he takes his headphones off and he starts getting engaged with us, like in the warm-ups. But I think everyone kind of feeds off everyone else, so we all kind of tap into that.
You know, in our warm-up, I think something that I like that we do that might even kind of sound, you know, dumb was that last year we kind of started it was, you know, whenever we're going through our lines and all that, every time we're running by somebody, you just say their name, you know, something, let's go, you know, get ready to go, you know, high five, pat on the back, just like something, just like some kind of contact, some kind of, you know, like interest in how you want them to play, and just showing everybody like, let's go, like this has got to be everybody. And that's two lines. And I think that's something me and Luke usually do a pretty good job at. I think all the seniors do. Cause then Cole Parr, you know, goes and he has to, you know, keep her, you know, different warm up. And then when we shoot, I think me, you know, Joe, Tanner, you know, we all try to push the pace with everybody. And then Luke and, you know, Colt in the back, kind of make sure the back line's ready to go. So everybody has their own role and their own job, and, you know, everybody knows to just follow that.
So this is your last season of high school soccer ever. Up to this point, what would you say it's been so far?
It's tough.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot. It's just a lot, to be honest. Freshman year was really fun. I got to play as a freshman. It was a great year, like, new to the school. I don't know. I got a whole different group of guys. Like, now it's a whole new team, but back then it was a whole nother new team. And that was really fun. Sophomore year, I was pretty much out hurt the whole time, which means my junior year was a big bounce back year for me. And that was great. I accomplished a lot. And then now this is the last ride. So here you go. It's just a lot of emotion. It's been really fun. To just sum it up, I would love to do it all over again. It's just been the best thing ever.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to believe. You know, it's the last year. Being in those guys like JJ and Nate and, you know, Brendan's position now, and like being those guys, like, I couldn't have imagined myself, you know, taking up that kind of role then. But yeah, you know, being a freshman on varsity, I was mainly just a role guy, you know, come in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you know, maybe against bad teams, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. But my sophomore year, we lost a lot of dudes, and I feel like I was able to step up into a role, and that went really well. And then junior year, you know, stayed back there, just kept playing my role, kept doing my job. And then this year, I mean, I'm kind of all over the place with, you know, where I'm at, where I'm playing, and that's fine with me, because I think, you know, one thing that I've cared about the whole time I've been here is just, you know, providing something to the team and doing something. So yeah, like that's what's tough, is that like that role in my life is kind of going away.
So we talked a little bit about your senior season and what do you guys think. But do you guys have any plans post high school? Like, is soccer in the picture, or another sport? Or
for me, soccer is probably not in the picture. That's just not really what's on my mind. Yeah, but I don't know what I'm going to do after high school. There's a few different options, but soccer's pretty low on that list. What you, Max?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all about putting your name out there and stuff like that. But, yeah, soccer, I think, is I wouldn't say ran its course for me, because I'll forever love it and it'll forever be the thing that I've done my whole entire life. And even just talking to, like, my brother and how he talks about it and how much he misses it makes it tough to think that it's going to go. But, you know, after high school, I think that's time to, you know, hang up the cleats and just say it's, you know, it's done its job. As for college, I mean, you know, I have the option to run track. If I do or if I don't, I don't really know yet. It's pretty tough, though, because I don't think I'll ever love a sport as much as I do this one. So choosing to go and play, you know, collegiate run for something that I don't know if I love as much as this would be tough.
That's kind of the biggest thing about this year is, like, we're both pretty much done, so it's like every moment, every practice, even like the bad times, you just want it to last forever, because it's it. We played it all of our lives, and now we've got, I mean, we're already halfway done too. It's yeah. Been the fastest season ever, and just hoping we can prolong it in the tournament, but I don't know. It's been great. I just want to keep it going.
As you two captains right now, how do you make sure that your team's in the moment instead of, like what you said, looking forward to playoffs?
It's really just constant prep and practice. I think the point gets across very well. We always watch film on the teams that we're going to play, and we always game plan for them, like the practice or two before. So it's pretty much game by game. There will be some games that you can kind of overlook, like when you have a better opponent coming up in the future weeks, but it's pretty much just all in the prep, and that's kind of just our job, is to keep everyone mentally focused the whole time. And it's just got to be constantly reminded to them that it's one game at a time.
Yeah, I mean, something that, you know, Coach Hickey says a lot is just, like, forget about the last week. You know, you won 2-0. That's great. You know, we got these people. You lost, you know, 1-0. You know, we got these people. You know what I mean? You tied. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter what you did on Tuesday. It's Thursday. And now it's time that you make the next message. You know, being – being a ranked team, you know, in Southwest Ohio and in the state, like, it means that it's one game at a time. Like, the, you know, the record doesn't matter. It's got to be what comes next, because, you know, that's what every other team is thinking too. And yeah, like Luke said, we do prep really hard. Like, we probably almost prep, you know, like we prep as hard as we play, I would say. You know what I mean? To make sure that we're ready. And that's just the culture that we've always had, is that, you know, if you prep this hard, it makes the game easier.
Do you want to go into the next segment?
Not sure which one. It doesn't really matter to me.
Go, would you rather?
Would you rather?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to hop into to another segment, asking you guys a few questions. Some lighthearted, some not.
Ooh.
I'm going to start off with a nice one. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
What's this?
Come on, fella. This is important.
Do I get, all right, if I fight the 100 duck-sized horses.
Wait, are we together in this fight?
No.
No, okay, you're separate.
Okay, it's solo. All right, okay. First off, do they, like, all come at you together, like a big circle of 100, like, duck-sized horses?
I mean, I don't really know how horses fight or how they could fight, but
they could fight in packs.
I mean, I guess that's just something you're going to have to take.
Dude, what is a group of horse called?
Horses.
Horses.
Yeah. All right.
I feel like there's got to be a name.
If it's one after the other, I'm taking the duck-sized horses.
I'm punt them.
Taking the duck-sized horses?
Yes, bro.
No.
How are you going to fight a horse-sized duck?
Horse-sized duck?
It's going to maul you.
No, it's not.
You think you can dominate a duck-sized horse or a horse-sized duck?
Dominate whatever I want.
Oh, okay. Big guy here.
Big guy wants to kick out the little horses. Dude, what are you going to do when they get a hold of your legs?
I'm going to keep kicking.
I don't think you're realizing how big a duck is, bro. You couldn't boot a duck.
Bro, a duck?
How heavy are they?
A duck is maybe
I would say
pounds.
A duck's like
10 pounds.
No, not the duck. It's a horse, though. It's a mini horse.
If it's a duck-sized horse, it's not 400 pounds.
Dude, it's still going to be heavy. You're going to be tired after a while, and then they're going to get on you, and they're just going to start mauling you, kicking you.
That big duck
is going to fly up. That big duck has a bigger beak for me to hit. It has a bigger beak for me to hit,
It's got a bigger
bro.
Beak so it can eat you.
All right.
It's not eating anything. It's got no teeth. I'll get in there.
I got another question. So would you rather, and this might be different for you, Luke, would you rather get yelled at by Coach Cheek or Coach Hickey? Who would you rather maul you?
Dude, I'd rather maul me. Definitely Coach Cheek.
Yeah, because you get hear it at home then, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it just frustrates me when my dad yells at me, because, like, I've known him for so long. It's just like, it's not even like a, it's like an annoyance thing.
It also frustrates me.
I mean, it frustrates everyone, but to be honest, it just makes me mad, because half the time, like, I don't know. I'd rather Coach Cheek yell, because usually it's something, like, informative. Sometimes my dad just wants to yell he told me to shave this morning, so better remember that tonight. But definitely, I'd rather get yelled at by Coach Cheek.
Yeah, Cheek a million times over, because Cheek is a little bit more constructive sometimes, I would say.
Yeah.
You have to kind of pick apart what Hickey's saying to you sometimes. You have to find the message behind what he's telling you. Coach Cheek is usually, he just wants you to be better.
Right.
He says that.
All right, last one. Would you rather give up music or movies for an entire year?
Movies.
Yep.
Gotta be.
Definitely agree with that.
Gotta be.
Music, I'd never stop listening to music.
Wait, is there no music in the movies?
I mean,
like, think about
like
that.
Like listening to music or watching movies.
I mean, gave up music, I guess it would go for everything.
Yeah.
I can't go without music.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm usually listening to stuff, I feel like.
It's not like I'm watching a movie everywhere throughout my life, but, like, music, dude. Can you imagine driving in your car, no music, everywhere you go?
Just silence. Like, that's what am I going to do, throw a movie on, then I'm going
to
crash?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So to go off of that, is there any music you guys listen to before a game to
like
kind of get you guys?
Like a superstition almost?
Yeah. To get you locked in? What is it?
All right. Well, on the bus ride up, I always listen to a certain playlist. It's me and my sister's party playlist. Bunch of rap songs throughout the years. It's a banger, you know. get there, I like to like relax, take a little nap. Then when I come back on, I always start off with some young boy. I watch the JV game, listen to some young boy, you know, get in that mindset. And then 15 minutes before the game, I start getting my stuff on, and it's just straight Motley Crue.
You got a favorite song from Young Boy?
Favorite Young Boy song? Pre-game favorite Young Boy song is probably Shot Collins.
But, always play that.
But like a chill Young Boy, it's not really a chill Young Boy song, but like
I don't think there is a chill around, Young Boy song.
No, there might not be. When I'm cruising around, probably Hot Now, that's a good song.
I'm thinking I'm kind of similar. On the way up, I'm usually listening to like some calm stuff. Like I'm usually closing my eyes, just trying to like, you know, get in the mood. I try not to think about the game till like an hour before. Like I really like want to use that hour before to like really lock in on it. But you know, when I get there, even just walking up to the field, that's usually when I'm like, all right, like, you know, I put the hood up or something like that, you know, put the headphones on.
What's the song? Like the one song?
The one song when I get there for, you know, track, soccer, going on a date.
Whenever you need to get pumped up.
Whenever I need to get going.
Jesus Christ.
Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
All right. So if we were to play that, could we hear a little sing-along from Luke Hickey and Max Andro?
I doubt it. I doubt it.
It might come out.
It's hard to match those vocals, you know what I'm saying?
He does a great job.
Might as well play it.
You might as well play it.
Might as well play it.
Just throw it on.
Might as well get turned. You know what I'm saying? Just makes you want to get going.
Just makes you want to run through somebody. Singing.
No singing. Come on, Bri. Turn into primary, Lewis. Just run through a wall.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, that gets you going.
Ooh, are you ready, girl?
Ooh. Cut it.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey.
All right, so I was going to go into a segment that is new that got me points for this week, but it was going to be the dad joke segment, but do you guys have anything? Do you guys have any dad jokes?
Dude, you could have let us, you could have given us time to prepare.
Yeah, I did. I
sent it in an email.
You sent it in an email?
Give me a second.
Oh, man. I got nothing.
You got any Hickey?
I know you got a Eric Hickey dad joke in there.
He's not a big dad
joke. No, he's not a dad joke guy.
He's not
very serious.
Just straight business coming from him. Yeah, it's just business.
He's actually a funny guy, but it's all mean. It's all just all mean.
Yeah, it's at the expense. The expense of others.
Yeah.
Like Shaggy.
Aw. Ian Long, sophomore.
Poor kid.
Yeah, really call him out there.
Gumpy, too. Gumpy, yeah.
Does he ever dig on you? What's
on me?
What's a funny on Max that is school appropriate?
You're terrible.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do with you.
That's that all the time.
You're terrible.
He's pretty direct with me. A good one with Shaggy was we were in a drill, and Shaggy actually made a really good play on Joe Jung. And instead of, you know, just kind of like ripping Joe, he was like, Joe, you're letting Shaggy take the ball from you. Like, you know what's going to happen to you when we play Carroll? So I thought that was pretty good. Like, he was yelling at Joe and indirectly catching Shaggy in there,
like,
too.
Dude, sometimes someone will, like, beat me in a practice, and he'll just be like, he'll look at me, he'll be like, well. He's like, did you really just let that happen to you?
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, yeah, there was one time you got flambéed by Hartman. It was over from there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good moves.
Off that, who gets yelled at the most at practice?
Probably Max is up there.
I really am. Sometimes it's not even for mistakes, I feel like. Like, sometimes it's just like, it's just killings. Yeah. It's just one of those days.
shooting, Cole gets
Cole gets slaughtered, yeah.
Because Colt or Cole?
Cole Parr.
Colt doesn't get it.
Gumpy gets it whenever he's talking smack.
You think?
He puts him on the spot, and then Gumpy misses, and then we have to run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Please.
What's some smack talk you hear out of Cole
Long? It's just the worst thing
just,
ever.
I mean. Just imagine what Gumpy would say. It's just, he's just baiting you.
I mean, he's sweet as sugar, so.
How does he bait Hickey?
He just says he's good, and he's like, you're horrible.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean,
he's
yeah.
like, coach on PK1. He's like, I'll make it.
Yeah.
He's like, go make it, and he doesn't make it. Never.
Gumpy will be like, I'm on fire with my left foot, and Hickey will be like, all right, like, put this in with your left foot, and we don't have to run, and then Gumpy will inevitably kick it out for a throw-in.
Yeah, literally a throw-in.
Then it's over from there. But yeah, I think at practice, I think like me, Shaggy
gets it.
I'm missing one. I know I am.
I'm trying to think.
I would know you say I'm mainly missing. It's the underclassmen that gets reamed, or
nah,
is it just spread apart? Just spread apart.
Anybody.
Anybody's a target.
Yeah, it could be anybody. Yeah, there's no. It doesn't matter how well you know the guy. I mean, what was it? I mean, one game he was like really frustrated with me. And you know, usually after we win, we go and we get some food and all that. And just when we were getting food, I mean, I was Coach Hickey's best friend there. So, like, it's just, it's not actually that serious what he's saying to you. It's just all in the moment. You know what I mean? You got to understand.
Just got to take it. I mean, it's easy for me to say. I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Who would you say forgets their cleats? Or who's the most likely to, like, forget something to, like, practice and then just get cooked?
Gumpy forgets his cleats every day. He never brings his cleats. He wears Cole's cleats every single
day. Cole Barn didn't have his yesterday either.
Yeah, Cole didn't have his cleats for the game.
Where'd he leave them?
He was coming from a doctor's appointment, and we sent a kid up to get his bag, and the kid got one of his cleats.
He only grabbed one.
I don't know how you missed.
Who is
a whole
this
cleat?
Kid that grabbed one cleat?
Yeah, call him out. Shout him out.
Jacob Eichley.
All right.
Well. JV goalkeeper.
That's bad.
Cleats.
I should have just got it.
All right, I'm gonna throw some stats out at you because I was looking at it yesterday, preparing for this.
Okay.
And I noticed that you guys are. This is more for you guys are both. You're on the in the back, and you're like middle. Are you up? Are you a wing?
I'm like the wing now. Yeah.
Okay.
Got a good mix going though.
When I was looking at soccer statistics, Baden is ranked first in shutouts, but they are the lowest on, like Cole Parr has the lowest, what would you call it? Saves. Yeah.
I think that's a good thing, right? That's what you're saying.
I take a lot of pride in that. A lot. We work really hard on that. So
we got a great back line. I got all props to Luke. Especially to Grayson, stepped up like crazy this year. Yeah. Like crazy good center back for a sophomore.
Hey man, Charlie.
Charlie, yeah.
Two sophomores, two seniors, and we hold it down.
Yeah, and then me and Gumpy Colt Long kind of just flipped spots. He kind of swapped to the back. I went up top. Just, you know, Gumpy's really calm back there. He does a great job. And then I guess you put me up top and you get a little bit of speed threat.
You know, I take pride with our defense for the shutouts because, like, obviously at the end when they get on attack, it's our defense that stops them. But it's really a full team thing with the shutouts because we're always pressing. So, I mean, if they can't even get the ball in our half, then that's on the offense and the midfield. And I think as a full team, we just do a really good job of shutting down offenses.
Fact.
That's the best thing about us. We're definitely more defensive.
So your next game is a GCL opponent against Fenwick next Tuesday. So are you guys already planning against them right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got today off since it was a really hard game last night. Then we'll be back in tomorrow to play. But that's senior night. And last year we were pretty much on like the line to co-win the GCL. And then we lost to Fenwick for their senior night at their place. So now we got to get them back. So that's a giant game.
Yeah,
they
went and they rang their bell and they ran over and
they talked so much.
They talked a lot. So yeah, we're every person was there. Like, that's on the team this year. Every person.
Got to get that get back.
Yeah, there, yeah. That's everybody's ready.
That's big.
Like, genuinely.
And also, I don't want to lose on senior night, dude.
No, that would be terrible.
All right, bit of a sidebar, but you keep saying Gumpy and Shaggy and there's the Long Brothers, but it's my understanding that every soccer player has a nickname. For the most part.
A few. You got the Jew. I'm serious.
Just me.
Yeah.
You got the Jew.
What's Gumpy? Yours?
Schmieg.
Schmieg.
Like, there's a variety.
There's a variety. Idiot.
Mark. Idiot. That's.
There's a couple I can't say.
Yeah, there's a few you can't right. say.
What? How do those get assigned? How does someone get a nickname?
Okay.
Just being an idiot.
Is there like a screen for this? Like, is this on YouTube when you guys post this?
It'll be all out.
No. Like, could you guys just put, if you can, put up a picture.
Oh, there's no screen.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, put up a picture of Colt Long and tell me he doesn't look Gumpy. And then there you go.
Gumpy isn't like an adjective. Like, he looks right.
Like,
Gumpy.
He looks Gumpy. Like, just like, really look at him. He looks Gumpy.
If you could describe Gumpy, should I look that word up?
Yeah.
I've never thought of doing that.
Okay. Well, it's a cartoon character.
Does it look like
Colt? Does it look like Colt?
A little bit. All right. So, Gumpy can mean irritable or bad-tempered, similar to grumpy.
That's literally perfect, by the
way. Yeah, yeah. Very irritable.
Or clumsy, silly, and stupid.
Stupid, yeah. I mean, it's irritable and stupid. I
yeah.
Man.
poor Colt Long.
Mean, annoying Cole, idiot.
He's just getting a read.
Dumb little rage baiter.
That's, no, I don't care. This dude should take pride because he earns everything we're saying about him. He works very hard.
I mean, honestly, you ever go and get food with this kid, I assure you something will end up in your drink.
Something will end up in my drink. You'll mess with his food, and in turn, he'll get mad at me for not stopping you, and he'll mess with mine.
Yeah, God. That's a fact, yeah.
Dude, oh my God.
And then Shaggy... I think that was a Mrs. Long thing too. I think his mom just called him. It's just hair. Look at his hair. Yeah, you just look at his
What's
hair.
What's your favorite nickname of all the dudes on the side? What's Cole Parr's nickname? Coley. Does he have one?
I don't know. Sometimes I just snap out a nice CP.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I mean,
no.
For Cole Parr.
For Cole Parr. CP for Cole Parr. Yeah. That one's a quick one.
Just Cole.
Cole. I mean, the big jung
yeah, boy Joe.
TQ for Tanner.
They can't.
Well, speaking of Parker Young, he's come up big for you guys this season, hasn't he? I mean, as far as getting in the back of the goal, and
yeah,
he always stepping up.
Big goal against Carroll.
He just finds the net. He did the same thing last year. He does really good work against really good opponents. I don't know how he does it. He just always seems to get past someone that's bigger and faster and stronger than him.
Yeah, he made some really good plays last night at Alter.
He keeps working. I don't know. He's
so how have those sophomores kind of? Because I know you said Shaggy, you said Parker Young,
yeah, Ben Wright,
right? How have those people, the sophomores, stepped up for you guys, like the underclassmen on the team?
I'd say the biggest thing is they follow everything that we do, like down to it. Like, they'll die for us pretty much. So I mean, they're just always there, and they have a ton of talent. I mean, they're a really talented class. You got Charlie, Parker, Ben, Shaggy, Grayson. I mean, it goes on and on.
I mean, there are things I could learn from them about playing. Like, they're genuinely so good, but
yeah.
You know, I think that they just follow the leaders. You know what I mean? And they know where to go and they know what to do.
Like, it's just like they have an open mind. Yeah. Like, they just want to win.
And
like,
on top of that, they're just great players in general. Yeah. You combine those two things and they fit in super well with everybody.
Yeah, they see us and they see our ambition. They want to do anything that they can to help us out, and they do. I love it.
All right. Well, thank you guys for stopping by and hopping on the podcast.
Thank you.
This should be out before the game, Fenwick game.
I'd hope so.
It definitely should, yeah.
So good luck in that. And, you know, hopefully this can get some people to go there.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, thanks for having
us. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you.